Kilayim Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. Oris Shu Yoytzim in a Kosel. If you have this oris of five vines that are resting on a Kosel, Mitoich HaKeren V'Cholo. Now, the vines, some of them are resting on part of a corner of the wall. So, there's a picture below. This is the way the Rav learns. The Rambam learns a little differently, but we're going to go with the Rav, that some of them are resting on one side of the wall. So let's say two are on one side, which ends up being one corner of the wall, and then three are on the other corner of the wall, and there's a space in between them. So the Mishnah says, Nosen lo avidosoi v'zareya samoyser. So all you have to do is give six tfachim from each side. So if the last vine out of the two, let's say the second one on the right side, for example, you needed six tfachim from that, so you space it six tfachim, and then you're allowed to plant in between, even if altogether this wall is less than four amas. And the point is though, although they're all five of them are resting on the same wall, since they're not next to each other, they don't combine to form a aris of five vines, and therefore there's no kerem, and they're each treated as individual vines, and you just have to distance six tvachim, even though altogether the whole thing is not even dalet amas. If the wall is not four amas long, you're not allowed to plant there. Rabbi Yossi, we know, like his shitas earlier, when you had the hole in the ground, the neka, that you needed four amas, otherwise everything just combines, and you have an issue, you're not allowed to plant in that area. So to here, you would not be able to plant in that area anything else. And the chiddush here is that, in this case, we see Rabbi Yossi holds of his shita, even though it's not an enclosed area, like in a hole in the ground, it's enclosed around when you're planting in that little hole, so the walls of the hole are surrounding whatever you're planting in. Here it's open, because you're doing it outside and you're not surrounded by walls from all around. You could even be planting from outside the walls, like I drew in the picture below. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi still, when you're planting in such a fashion where there are five of them and they're lined up against the wall like that, you still need four amas. And the Rav says also you need the other Mishnah, because if you just had this Mishnah, you'd see Rabbi Yossi maybe only holds his Mamar Machmir when you have five vines. There you need Dalet Amas. But in the previous case, where even one vine in a hole in the ground, you needed to distance only if the hole in the ground was four amas, even if it was only one vine. So that's why we needed that Mishnah to teach you that even one vine, Rabbi Yossi is Machmir, that you need that the whole area, this whole enclosed area over there, needed four amas.